The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Brothers and sisters, we're talking about su'udhan. Su'udhan, or thinking badly of others. And we said this is a serious spiritual disease. One of the things that I'd like to talk about is the idea of looking at the root cause for su'udhan and seeing if we can explore this from the root and then fix it at the bottom or at the core. If we look at why it is that we as a believer, sometimes when it comes to the actions of others, somebody does something. They email me. They text me. They call. They don't return my salam. Whatever it is, the interaction I'm having with a believer, and then a thought creeps into my mind. The problem becomes, as we learned before, when I change my behavior or my words based on what I heard or what I thought. Su'udhan. Now, what we want to do is figure out what's the root of this. Brothers and sisters, one of the important roots of this disease is our imagination is running wild. Let me explain. Our imagination is not acting the way that it should. In Islam, brothers and sisters, how many ayat of the Quran do you hear that emphasize us doing ta'aqqul, thinking? Again, the Islamic way of thinking. Acting on hujjah. How many ayat of the Quran? When I'm acting on su'udhan, my su'udhan allows me to think about my brother or my sister in a different way. It's because not hujjah, but rather my imagination has taken over. In Islam, we're looking for the aql to be guiding us and leading us, not waham, not our imagination. So in Islam, and this is, I'm going to share a hadith that's a principle, brothers and sisters, because what happens is we might think, well, many people think, everybody's got aql. Why is it that they're, the definition of aql for us, brothers and sisters, is the same thing that we have from our prophet where he says, al-aqlu maktusiba bihil jannah. For us, the Islamic definition of aql is that by which the jannah is gained and earned. Jannah. We want that kind of an aql that leads to those kind of decisions, as opposed to decisions which are based on waham. So, what happens? Instead of aql being our guide, instead of aql and hujjah being the thing that makes us make correct decisions, what we find is that if we have su'udhan and we act on it, instead of me acting on aql and hujjah, what I'm acting on now is my dhan, is my imagination, what I think. This person, maybe they went this. I'm reading the tea leaves. I'm coming to a conclusion. But is that hujjah? Is that aql? Is that an Islamic way of thinking? No. We learned before that the hadith of the Prophet was this. He says that beware of dhan, of su'udhan. He says that it's the biggest lie. What I'm doing, in my mind, I'm coming to a conclusion about my brother or my sister. This sister meant to do this to me. This brother said this and he was trying, right? This person didn't respond to me. They thought this about me. The Prophet in this hadith says it's the biggest lie. Without hujjah, I'm coming to a conclusion. I'm saying that this is what the person is thinking. Fixing this means to go back to what Islam says. So in our verses of the Quran, one of them is this. It says, وَلَا تَقْفُوا مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Never follow something where you don't have ilm, you don't have hujjah, you don't have proof. Following it, acting on it is very dangerous, the wrong thing to do. Or another verse where Allah says, إِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. Su'udhan, thinking in that way, going based on my imagination, without proof, without Islamic hujjah, coming to conclusions, that doesn't help at all when it comes to the truth. That's not considered haq. It's not considered haq. So I want to give you some examples. Let's see if we can. The thing that happens to some of us is this. Let's say, I'm going to talk about a way that su'udhan becomes rooted in our character. Sometimes for some, have su'udhan about somebody. I think this brother or this sister was trying to do this. Sometimes it turns out to be right. I had su'udhan. I thought badly of this person. And they did have something up their sleeve. This, sometimes when this happens, we get hooked to it. I acted on, let's think about this carefully. I acted on waham. Waham turned out to be right. Now I depend on waham and I believe in it. Instead of using the process and going through it, I'll give you another example. Let's say somebody, instead of doing the thinking process as Islam says, I use istikhara. Islam said, think, don't say that this is God thinking for me. Allah make the decision. No, you think about what weigh the possibilities, go based on what you can see. If you are completely, you don't know what to do, not hadith, not ayah, not mushawara, nothing is showing you, then now, yes or no, yes, istighara. But not, this is God telling me and thinking for me. But now, think about this. Let's say there's a person, a brother or sister, who turned out to do istighara instead of doing the divine process, and incidentally, I bought this house and it was great. I was thinking to buy this business and it did work out. Sometimes what happens is you'll find the person abandons the path of acting on hujjah, acting on aql, thinking about it, weighing. Now for me, istighara, because it worked. It becomes rooted in. Waswas. I'll give you another example. Waswas. This is again, these are just different examples. What we're trying to do is come to a conclusion. I'm not supposed to act on waham. I'm supposed to act on hujjah. I'm supposed to act on ilm. We read the ayat of the Quran. But sometimes I'll act on waham, I'll read the tea leaves, and it turns out right. Let's say somebody is a person who has waswas. I have waswas, so because I have waswas, I always assume everything's najis. Islam told me, assume that it's tahir. God said, assume that it's tahir. But for me, I have waswas, and instead of me listening to Imam Ali, I want to get it right. So then I'll act on my waswas. Imagine if I act on it and then I discover there is something. Now I'm addicted to it. Because I think I got it right. But I made a mistake. God doesn't want me to act on waham. I'm not supposed to do that. So now, what we have to do is practicing to retrain the intellect, to retrain the mind, not to act on my gut feeling. Hujjah. Not to think, well, I got it right, and then if we act on it, it gets worse. I'll give you some of the hadith. It's the same thing with waswas, by the way. If somebody, instead of taking the principle of the Ahlul Bayt, you have waswas, you're not sure, for you is tahir. I'm not sure the number of rakats. God said, consider it. The prayer is correct. I act on it. I'm going to try and figure it out. It gets worse. The imagination, waham is now out of control. It gets to some strange places. Su'udhan, if we obey it, it can take us some places. The mind is a very powerful tool. We have to learn to retrain it. Think as God said to think. Trust in God. I don't have to be careful of everything. I serve a good God. If I do my taklif, God's going to fix it. I don't have to figure everything out. But acting on it makes it worse. The Imam says this. He says, "Man sa'a su'u dhannihi biman la yakhun." The person who ends up thinking badly about a person who didn't do khiyana. They weren't betraying me. They weren't. But I had su'udhan, I acted on it. He says, the Imam says, eventually I'll end up hasuna dhannuhu bima la yakun. I'll start to believe in non-realities. Those will become real for me. But it becomes like it becomes so serious. Sometimes we have to go for therapy because I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't stop. It's that serious.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen. وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.